This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Presidential candidate Donald Trump made waves yet again on Twitter Monday night during one of his final campaign stops, telling a large crowd in Manchester, New Hampshire that both Tom Brady and Bill Belichick had given him endorsements and had contacted him. Trump said of Brady, quote, "Tom Brady, great guy, great guy. He's a great guy, great friend of mine, a great, great champion. Unbelievable winner." He called today and said, "Donald, I support you, you're my friend, and I voted for you." And I said, "So Tom, you voted for me, you support me, am I allowed to say it tonight at this massive crowd in New Hampshire?" He said, "If you want to say it, you can say it. Okay, Tom, what a great champ is all that. That's what a great champ is all about," end quote. It was confirmed by multiple sources, including the Brookline Town Clerk's Office, that Brady voted via an absentee ballot on Monday afternoon. Brady told WEEI's Kirk and Callahan Morning Show on Monday that he would reveal who he voted for on next Monday's show. As far as Belichick, Trump read a letter to the crowd in New Hampshire that he said was written by Belichick. The letter read, quote, "Congratulations on a tremendous campaign. You have been dealt with an unbelievable slanted and negative media and have come out beautifully. You've proved to be the ultimate competitor and fighter. Your leadership is amazing. I have always had tremendous respect for you, but the toughness and perseverance you have displayed over this past year is remarkable. Hopefully tomorrow's election results will give you the opportunity to make America great again. Best wishes for great results tomorrow, Bill Belichick," end quote. Comcast Sportsnet New England's Tom E. Curran reported on Tuesday morning that he did confirm that the letter came from Belichick. The Patriots remained at the top of the NFL.com and ESPN.com power rankings for the third straight week on Tuesday, following the team's bye week. In the ESPN.com rankings, New England stands ahead of the Dallas Cowboys at number 2, the Oakland Raiders at number 3, the Seattle Seahawks at number 4, and the Atlanta Falcons at number 5. In the NFL.com rankings, the Patriots stand ahead of the Cowboys at number 2, the Kansas City Chiefs at number 3, the Falcons at number 4, and the Raiders at number 5. Running back Deion Lewis is getting closer to a return to the field as he continues practicing for the second straight week after being activated off the physically unable to perform list. ESPN's Mike Reese reported that Lewis could possibly have an outside chance to play this week. And Reese also reported that rookie cornerback Cyrus Jones was wearing a black jersey at practice, which indicates that he is one of the team's practice players this week. This is significant because it could mean that Jones is close to returning to the field after being a healthy scratch for 3 consecutive weeks. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook, facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots newsfeed.